This is not the dress. Now, what is it?
The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime.
This is the first qualification is titiksha. Very tolerant. And Chanakya Pandit has said, Kamarupa tapasina. Those are tapasya. Their first beauty is how much he is forgiving, how much he has learned to forgive. Kamarupa tapasina. Tapasya brahmacharya, samayana gamayana. So what is the explanation?
A sadhu, as described above, is a devotee of the Lord. His concern, therefore, is to enlighten people in devotional service to the Lord. That is his mercy. He knows that without devotional service to the Lord, human life is spoiled. A devotee travels all over the country from door to door, preaching, be Krishna conscious, be a devotee of Lord Krishna. Don't spoil your life in simply fulfilling your animal propensities. Human life is meant for self-realization and Krishna consciousness. These are the preachings of a sadhu. He is not satisfied with his own liberation. He always thinks about others. He is the most compassionate personality towards all the fallen souls. One of his qualifications, therefore, is karunika, great mercy to the fallen souls. While engaged in preaching work, he has to meet with so many opposing elements, and therefore the sadhu or devotee of the Lord has to be very tolerant. Someone may ill-treat him because the conditioned souls are not prepared to receive the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. They don't like it. That is their disease. The sadhu has the thankless task of imposing upon them the importance of devotional service. Sometimes devotees are personally attacked with violence. Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Haridas Thakur was caned in 22 marketplaces. And Lord Chaitanya's principal assistant, Nityananda, was violently attacked by Jagai and Madan. But still, they were tolerant because their mission was to deliver the fallen souls. One of the qualifications of a sadhu is that he is very tolerant and is merciful to all fallen souls. He is merciful because he is the well-wisher of all living entities. He is not only a well-wisher of human society, but a well-wisher of animal society as well. It is said here, sarva dehinam, which indicates all living entities who have accepted a material body. Not only does the human being have a material body, but other living entities, such as cats and dogs, also have material bodies. The devotee of the Lord is merciful to everyone, cats, dogs, trees, etc. He treats all living entities in such a way that they can ultimately get salvation from this material entanglement. Shivananda Sain, one of the disciples of Lord Chaitanya, gave liberation to a dog by treating the dog transcendentally. There are many instances where a dog got salvation by association with a sadhu, because the sadhu engages in the highest philanthropic activities for the benediction of all living entities. Yet although a sadhu is not inimical towards anyone, the world is so ungrateful that even a sadhu has many enemies. What is the difference between an enemy and a friend? It is a difference in behavior. A sadhu behaves with all conditioned souls for their ultimate relief from the material entanglement. Therefore, no one can be more friendly than a sadhu in relieving a conditioned soul. A sadhu is calm and he quietly and peacefully follows the principles of scripture. A sadhu means one who follows the principles of scripture and at the same time is a devotee of the Lord. One who actually follows the principles of scripture must be a devotee of God because all the shastras instruct us to obey the orders of the personality of Godhead. Sadhu, therefore, means a follower of the scriptural injunctions and a devotee of the Lord. All these characteristics are prominent in a devotee. A devotee develops all the good qualities of the demigods, whereas a non-devotee, even though academically qualified, has no actual good qualifications or good characteristics.
Where is this going on?
That's just the old reception room.
What is it?
They're making alterations.
Alteration?
Yeah.
What is their alter?
I don't know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, what they're doing is that room, everybody goes there, the guests all go there. So in the past, it's just been a big, empty, wasted room. So now what they're doing is making it a big preaching room with photos all around and book tables set up in such a way that someone can just walk in that room and there's a whole exhibit for him to see. And even
who has gotten this idea?
I think Gopal Krishna. It's an exhibition room.
And then they're breaking one or what?
No, they're not breaking. They made a big door. So it's easily, you can walk straight in from the outside. You saw that door yesterday. Now what they're doing is they're building shelves and bookcases.
The sound is disturbed.
Would you like them to stop it until you left?
If stop, then I'll get a lot to go. They manufacture ideas and spend money. Everyone manufactures some idea and break it, and do it, and dig it. Money is coming and they spend. They cannot adjust whatever is there. Big ideas, big belly. Money, you have to give. Family money. Give me 1 lakh, give me 1 lakh, 50,000. I make idea, you pay. Many rooms you can make showroom. Why breaking this door, breaking that door? Too many cooks, spoils the broth. Repairing and addition, alteration will never stop. I do not have to stop. Now yesterday that Bishambar said, Bishanchal suggested there should be rack 3 feet high, 7 feet high. Everyone will suggest. And spend money. Any friend you bring him, he'll suggest so that you may spend. And what from money will come, that is your look up. I'm your friend, I'm giving good suggestion. Break it. I'm your friend, you break your head. There was a Mahamudan king. Nazimuddin or some Nizamuddin. Nizamuddin, there is a tomb in Delhi. He was a poet. So if some friend come, he would read some writing and he will suggest, the friend will say, why don't you make like this? Oh, it is good, all right. He'll do it. Whatever he said. And when he goes away, then again make his own.
So
His secretary goes, why you attend? What can I do? Just doesn't satisfy my friend. And that is nonsense. Therefore, I am again doing what I do. So we have to do that. As soon as you call anybody, he'll give you some suggestion. Make this alternative, make this suggestion. Description of the sadhu is there. It is very nice. Where they will find this description all over the world?
I think there's only one person who's following that description.
No, I see. Say about Bhagavad's description. How perfect it is in every subject matter. I have tried to explain what is there in Bhagavad, expand it. That is not my explanation. That is Krishna's explanation. I cannot explain now. That moment I could get. That means Krishna. I can understand that. The description is very nice. Although it is my writing, but I know it is not my writing. It is Krishna's writing. Should read Bhagavatam always. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. You should not waste our time. So we have to check that closet.
They say his name
alone. Then you are only intelligent. All are fools. That means you are fool number one.
Yeah, but in India,
if you think like that, no, now you cannot say Indians. Now we cannot say only Indians worship Krishna. Whole world. That is God. They are not fools and rascals. They are educated. They are civilized. Why they accept Krishna as God? Yesterday I was telling you, I think, Charanarvindam. The English man who was ruling over us, now here is English boy, he is giving a massage and fanning him. What is the reason? Unless he feels something, obligation, that he has given us Krishna, what business he has got? Not for him, for all of you. To give for so valuable free service. Unless there is this sense. What do you think? We have no obligation. You are European, American, I'm Indian. It is through this. By idea, Krishna. This is practical. That Paul Krishna is God. Janglam dha cha prang lavang mannate nadi tang tataha. Because they have got sense that we have got God, therefore they are feeling so much. Krishna is God, there is no doubt about it. Is not it ready?
They're making the flight now.
Is somebody there?
Yeah.
So we shall follow strictly. Here is God. Take. Because if you are serious after God, here is God. Take this. This is our pleasure. What is the answer? If he is serious about God, I think this paper wrote that village, so we thought God is dead.
Greenwich Village.
Huh? East Village, that paper. Long ago, where?
Village Voice.
Village?
Village Voice.
Ah, yes. They told first that we thought God is dead. And actually, they are dancing in the name of God. Achyutananda. Brahmananda. You have seen the picture. Sorry?
This French Bhakti Godhead.
Oh, that's Achyutananda too.
Yeah.
Oh.
They are the first candidates to dance with mine.
And this is
Kirtananda
Swami sitting down?
Yeah. Just Brahmananda and Kirtananda standing together.
Achyutananda.
And
Kirtananda
sitting down.
Kirtananda sitting there?
Yeah. Yeah, he sat next to you. He's shaved up.
This was published in New York Times.
New York Times?
With picture. The other picture was published in Voice, Village Voice. Yes. Yes. Big picture. One page. But tell something, otherwise why this was published? Appeal to them that here is God.
This is really a historic picture.
And under the tree, I was sitting and speaking, that's all. And when I come back from the park to my apartment, at least 2 dozen people will come with me.
Like a Pied Piper.
Huh?
There's a story in the West about a man called the Pied Piper. He went to one place and played a flute, and everyone, all the children followed him away from the village. He like the Pied Piper who went to the West, took all the children.
If you know French language, you can read it. What is that?
He knows French.
Yeah. Ah, you know. Yes. What is written there?
What
does
it say? An article by Higher Griever. An article by Higher Griever, and the heading says, "Are you from India?"
Oh, yeah.
That was where he met you on the street.
Yes, he first of all met me on the street and asked me this question. And I brought him, yes, I've taken one apartment here, you come here with me. Then I came back to show him the apartment. And from the next day, they began to come. Kirtananda,
I believe. Second Avenue apartment?
Yes. And this, Umapati.
Yeah.
Then, Satsarup, they began to come regularly.
Mukunda, you were already?
Yes, Mukunda was before that.
Yeah. What? When was this then?
Hmm?
This, when Achyutananda and Brahmananda came, that was
this
after?
This is in the park, Tompkins.
That was after Hayagriva and...
This is the fall of 1966.
Uh-huh.
October.
Yes. I was going on the park on Sunday and began from 3. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that big boogie. What is that? In the hand.
Tom-tom.
Tom-tom. Yeah.
Explaining how you came to America and that in 3 years you spread the mantra of the Western world.
Yogeshwar has many pictures of this. I saw all of them once.
He is a good collector. What is the reason? What is the reason?
To perceive things and after that we can arrive at long-term solutions.
First of all, what is the problem and what is the solution? What is the problem that you require solution?
Any problem which comes...
No, what is that? That I want to know.
The problem is of being happy in the world.
These are vague terms. You must distinctly say that this is happiness and this is problem. What is the idea of happiness and what is the problem? That I want to know.
That I'm not very much clear at this stage of life.
Happiness, suppose, if you can get a nice palatable dish for eating, you will be happy. The dog also, if you can get some good eating, you will be happy. So what is the difference between dog's happiness and your happiness?
The happiness should be combined with mental peace.
So what is the mental peace?
To rest in yourself only. Don't run after worldly things.
Yes. That is not possible for the animal. Therefore, to remain happy within yourself, that is a prerogative of the human being. But we are not trying for that purpose. We are trying to be happy by eating, by sleeping, by sex, or by defense. This is our platform of happiness. A dog cannot go to the restaurant, but a human being, if he goes to a restaurant and he can eat palatable dishes, he thinks he is happy. But what is that eating? In your standard, you feel happiness. Whereas on the street, you'll find a pig is happy by eating stew. One man's food, another man's body. So, eating, happiness is there, but the standard different. Therefore, this eating is common affair, and happiness derived from eating is as good by the dog as by the pig and human being.
Your idea is clear.
You should know happiness is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sukham matam tikam jatat atindriya grahyam. What is happiness? that is beyond his senses. The sense happiness is there by the big and the man. But his standard of sense happiness is different from the man's. The standard may be different, but the happiness derived from the subject matter is the same. There's no difference.
So happiness lies above the senses.
Huh?
Above our indriyanas.
Happiness means spiritual happiness. That is wrong. Therefore I began my word that so long one is after material happiness, it remains as happiness.
That's right. Just tell
you. Because the animal cannot derive spiritual happiness.
Right.
They do not know. The man can know. Just like this boy is coming from very high family in America, but he is now happy in this way by taking some land, giving up everything, living very plain. He has got money, he has got beautiful wife, he has got beautiful home, everything, but he has given up. Not his example. In our country, there are many, many big kings, Rajas. That's like Balk Maharaj. He was the emperor of the whole world. He gave up everything at the age of 24 years, young wife, young children.
Right, sir.
There are many examples.
Right.
So, actually, we have lost our Vedic culture, the objective, and therefore we are suffering. Simply by holding meetings, and of course these things will go on. Government has no other remedy by tax. Whether people are happy or they are happy doesn't matter. They have got the power of tax.
Right. That's just okay, sir. Interview for him.
Prasad.
Your ideas are super.
Do you remain in Mathura?
Yes, I am.
Yes.